Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
Did you do it?
No, I know.
Girl!
Do you think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lapin.
For the last 2+ years, we've been cooped up at home because of the pandemic. Now, there's a new force keeping us inside. Gas prices. Gas prices are hitting record-breaking levels, but not in the way we'd want them to. According to AAA, this is the first time in U.S. history that the average price of gas was $4 or more in all 50 states. The national average for unleaded gas is a whopping $4.49 a gallon. At this time last year, the national average was $2.87. That is a massive, massive difference. And yes, inflation is at 10%, so that is playing a role in these high gas prices too. But we're paying 156% more per gallon now than we were at this time last year. So I think it's safe to say that it's more than just inflation at work here. I know we're going to get a little stir crazy staying at home, but with these gas prices, do we really have any other choice? That's what money rehabber Jasper is wondering. Here he is.
Nicole, you've got to help me out. Gas prices are insane right now. Like you, I live in LA, and so I drive everywhere. But I feel like I can't even look at my car right now without spending $50. Is there anything I can do, or should I just not leave my house until gas drops below $5 a gallon?
Jasper, I really feel your pain. We happen to be living in the state with the highest gas prices in the country. On Tuesday, the average cost of gas in California was $6.16 a gallon, which is way over the national average. However, $6.16 isn't even the worst of it. There are places in Los Angeles where gas is $8.05 right now. And by the way, that is more than the federal minimum wage. So yes, this sucks. But I do have some good news for you. I've found 5 tried and true ways to save at the pump so that you can better your chances against these insane prices and get to where you need to go. Number 1, make Wednesday gas day. Wednesday is typically the best day to fill up for less. Prices tend to rise on Thursday in anticipation of weekend travel. A study found that refueling on Tuesday or Wednesday instead of the weekend saved 8 or 9 cents a gallon, saving more than $60 on average a year. In this economy, I'll take it. Number 2, early birds get the deal. Gas station owners tend to hike prices after 9 a.m. or so once they've had time to check out the prices at competing stations. Number 3, don't top off. You know when you're filling up your tank and you hear that first click? You might be tempted to double-check the nozzle and give your tank a little extra squeeze. But don't. Quit while you're ahead. That little extra squeeze is likely to evaporate or splash out. And make sure your gas cap is on extra tight so none of your fuel escapes as fumes. 1 in every 5 people have loose, damaged, or missing gas caps, causing 150 million gallons of gas to vaporize every year. Not only is a tight gas cap good for your wallet, but it's also good for the environment. Win, win. Number 4, pay with cash. Some stations charge you less per gallon when you pay in cash because it means they won't have to pony up for credit card fees. This hack could save you 10 to 15 cents a gallon, which could really add up depending on how often you refuel. Number 5, use loyalty programs. See if the station you visit most often has a rewards or loyalty card. But don't stop there. Some grocery store loyalty programs offer gas rewards, meaning you earn points for shopping at the grocery store, and then you can redeem those points for cash. The last place to check is gift card resale sites. You may be able to score a gas card worth $100 for $90 by just buying from someone who wants fast cash over gift cards. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. Experts anticipate that gas prices will remain high throughout the summer. So, plan accordingly. Don't wait to start implementing these gas hacks until your hot money rehabber summer road trip. The earlier you start, the more you'll save. Is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. We spend